To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you're great. I hope you're tremendous. I hope you're well. I hope you're all of the positive things. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I don't care if you're driving home from work, maybe to look at that family that gets on your damn nerves. Maybe you're at work right now with people that get on your nerves. Maybe you are with the love of your life. Thank you for allowing me to, be the third wheel in the equation. Whatever you're doing, wherever you at, thank you for being here. Okay? I'm coming to you live from Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. He's helping to hold things down on the boards. It is Wednesday, December 3rd. It's been that way all day long. And we appreciate you for being here. You got options, but you decided to spend your time here with us. We got a lot. Man, it's been a busy day. From the minute that I woke up until now, we've had plenty of news. Chris Paul is done with the Clippers. Is he done in the NBA? Giannis Antetokounmpo, he might be done with the Milwaukee Bucks. I feel like we revisit this every 3 months. Apparently, Giannis might mean business sooner than later. Ben Roethlisberger means business. So does James Harrison. Every other day, they're saying Mike Tomlin needs to go. I'm sure Mike Tomlin appreciates all of this. Deshaun Watson is coming back? What? He's actually going to be practicing with the Browns? Okay, all right, tell me more. How about this? Law Murray is going to join us. Covers all things Clippers for The Athletic. He'll join us next hour. Drake May, he's the favorite to win the MVP. He is. How about that? A second-year player going to win MVP? I don't think so. I'm going to give you my thoughts. And then, of course, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, thank you so much to Lane Kiffin. I'm going to give you a top six list of the most hated coaches ever. Top six, what we do every Wednesday. Of course, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot of things to discuss. Okay, you can always call 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on your local affiliate, wherever you live. Now, I don't know where you live. Maybe you live in the plains in the Midwest. Maybe you're in the mountains. Maybe you're in the desert. Maybe you're in the swamp. Maybe you're on a peninsula. Maybe you're here in Georgia with me. Maybe you're looking at snow. Please drive safe. Maybe you're in Hawaii or Alaska. Thank you for being here, listening on your local affiliate. You can always lock in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you got money or you're using that free subscription or the free trial, I should say, you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. The phone number here again on the Infinity Sports Network is 888-710-4ISN. Me, I am at JR Sport Brief. There is one thing that I can guarantee. Well, this is close, besides death and taxes. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. And the only way that that doesn't happen is if something ridiculous happens, which would be not good. But I don't plan on that. I will be here. There's something that we kind of knew was certain. And we'll get into Giannis, not him for now. We knew Chris Paul said a couple weeks ago that he was done, that this season was going to be his last in the NBA. We knew that ultimately, at 40 years old, he just turned 40 in May. He's going to be 41 by the time next May swings around in 2026. That this man, who's the sixth player in NBA history with 10,000 career assists, he's in the company of John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, Mark Jackson, Magic Johnson. That's exclusive company. That he's going to retire at the end of the season. This 12-time All-Star, this dude drafted in 2005. The man last year played every single game for the San Antonio Spurs. Chris Paul said, I'm quitting. Well, Clippers quit on him. The Clippers suck. They got a record of 5-16. A matter of fact, God bless them, they're here in Atlanta, down the block from me, tonight. They're on a 5-game losing streak. Keep in mind, the Clippers decided to bring in all these geriatric players this year. That's a pair with James Harden, Kawhi Leonard. They brought in Brooke Lopez and Chris Paul. This is the AARP squad of basketball. Did I think they were going to be 5-16 bad? Hell no, but they are. And so this morning, you know, thinking that, I don't know, Chris Paul is going to be around the rest of the year. The answer is no. The Clippers said he gone. It's as simple as that. We heard and got a message from Chris Paul on social media. He says, apparently I've been sent home. It's like, what does that mean? Being sent home, does that mean they cut you? They're releasing you? They're trading you? Like, what does this mean? They can't trade him until the middle of December. If you release him, you're just going to eat the $3 million that he's owed this year. That sounds ridiculous. You probably want to trade him, but you can't do it now. So you just say, hey, man, go home. We don't want you here right now. And to be quite clear, what has he done this season? The answer is nothing. Not a damn thing. Chris Paul played in 16 games and averaged a whopping 3 points and 3 assists a game. That's it. They didn't even put him in the game. He played like 14 minutes a game. He hasn't played really in a couple of weeks. He's been stuck on the bench, and so something has been up. And we heard from Lawrence Frank today. He was having a chat. He was on ESPN. He's the president of basketball operations for this horrific franchise that is the Clippers. And Lawrence Frank said, you know what? Why did we release Chris Paul? Hey, listen.
We did not make this move because of our underperformance. He had nothing to do with that. I take full responsibility for our record. We are not scapegoating Chris Paul. We have many issues, and we're going to address each issue for our underperformance. But I do want to make it clear. We have great respect for Chris, for the career that he's had, and for his impact on the organization, what he did to help transform the franchise. And we're not blaming him for our underperformance. This decision had nothing to do with one incident or one meeting that did or did not happen. You know, some of our business, you know, respectfully, I have to keep in-house, but this didn't come down to, you know, just a one incident, one meeting. It just wasn't the right fit.
It wasn't the right fit. Oh, this wasn't the right fit. What about all these other old ass pieces on the team? Chris Paul is 41 years old. Like James Harden, God bless him, he's the only dude out there that's worth a damn. He's dropping 28 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds, and he's only won 5 games. Kawhi Leonard is okay when he plays. He's dropping like 25, 26, but he's played in half their games. I mean, what do you expect? This team stinks. They have no depth. They're old. They're cooked. I don't think anybody woke up and is blaming Chris Paul or scapegoating him. The whole team sucks, okay? And what else is new? This is the life if you're a Clippers fan. If you're a Clippers fan, raise your hand. And nobody raised their hand. I get it. Billy Crystal, maybe. That's it. I don't know another Clippers fan. Him and Clipper Darryl, I think his name is. No, no thanks. Lawrence Frank then took it a step further. He says he feels bad for the fans. Well, fans have felt bad for themselves for quite a few decades now.
I also want to acknowledge, you know, our fans. I know how excited they were when we brought Chris back. And I can empathize with any anger or disappointment. Thirdly, I think, you know, we've all been severely disappointed with the start of the season. This is not the type of Clipper basketball we're used to seeing. And again, I own this, but we need to come and play with a whole lot more care, fight, resilience, resolve. We're capable of being better, and I'm confident we will be better.
He says he owns this. He also says that Clipper fans are not used to seeing this brand of basketball. Since when? Like, how old do you have to be? 5, 10 years old? If you're 10 years old, maybe you don't remember when they were absolutely garbage. Let's just send them back to San Diego. Why the hell not? Okay, because most people who've been around longer than 10 years remember when the Clippers were just an absolute joke. And I don't care about a stretch of Lob City. Let Chris Paul throw an alley-oop to Blake Griffin and let DeAndre Jordan destroy Mozgov or whoever the hell it is. No, man, none of that mattered. They could never get far enough. And then you bring on Kawhi Leonard and you build a brand new arena, and now you got Steve Ballmer. And before that, you had that racist piece of trash who was out there running the team. This has always been a disaster, man. I don't even want to go back as far and get into Danny Manning or Michael Olowokan. No, they've just sucked forever. This is what Clipper fans are used to. And now you got Chris Paul. Unfortunately for him, has probably been the face of the organization throughout their history. He's been the face more recently of them actually having success. And you bring him back for a farewell tour or somewhat. And things don't work out. Man, with all these old-ass faces. That's how I call them, old-ass faces. A guy's 40, a guy's 37, a guy's 36. Kawhi Leonard has the knees of a 90-year-old. Chris Paul was optimistic when he signed. A, he wants to be closer to his family in L.A. He wants to stay home and play ball. But just a few months ago, he's just like, yeah, we got a bunch of old-ass guys, but we need to learn how to play together.
I've been on teams that have the same starting five coming back or with different continuity. But with so many different faces with our team, we're going to be trying to figure out a lot of stuff. You know, but I've always said you want to figure it out and win at the same time.
Winning is not what the Clippers have done. A record of 5-16. And apparently, word has gotten out. What a shock, what a surprise. We've heard that Chris Paul can be kind of pushy. We see how he talks to referees. I mean, we've heard from some of his own teammates that he could be a pain in the ass. Go ahead and ask James Harden from their time in Houston. Go ahead and ask him. Apparently, Chris Paul was beefing with head coach Ty Lue. Okay, we got a Hall of Fame point guard in Chris Paul. And then we have a point guard throughout his career, a backup point guard in Ty Lue. Unfortunately for Tyronn Lue, this probably his most famous moment in the NBA was when Allen Iverson crossed him up and stepped over him on the corner in the postseason when he played for the Lakers. That is his most famous basketball moment. Botcher, is there any positive moments you ever recall from Ty Lue?
No.
There you have it.
He's in the background in 2016.
As simple as that. The background of what?
Championship. Carried by LeBron.
Yeah, there is no moment. The answer is none. Think about Ty Lue. You think Chris Paul looks at him and goes, man, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. You don't think that Chris Paul might be coaching the guys in the back or trying to encourage them? Bottom line is they felt he was a pain in the ass and they cut him or they sent him home. I'm sure that they will try to trade him, and it's a matter of whether Chris Paul wants to go elsewhere. Is there a team that wants to pick him up? He don't need to be on the Lakers. Does he need to hijack and jump on a team just to pray for a title? I mean, what does Oklahoma City need him for? I mean, the New York Knicks, maybe he can play in New York. Maybe his wife will be like, yeah, sure, babe, play between now and May, and We'll figure the rest out, but he said he wants to stay home. But maybe after getting dropped by the Clippers, ticking him off, maybe he's going to be motivated. Maybe he'll have a battery in his back to, you know, change things in his own way. Shout outs to Guy Feloce, the artist. My man from Harlem. He was actually with Chris Paul yesterday. Chris Paul was still in Miami. The Clippers last played in Miami. They're playing in Atlanta tonight. And I'm looking at these great photos of Guy. Shout outs to my guy, Roddy. I saw these great photos of Chris Paul standing there with Guy, and he purchased some of his art. And then a few hours later, it's like, boom, all of a sudden, Chris Paul has been sent home. Meanwhile, the Clippers are here in Atlanta. Okay, all right, fine. The Clippers are a joke. You got Steve Ballmer, owner of Microsoft, paying all this money. We don't even talk about the whole Aspire situation where they were apparently trying to pay Kawhi under the table, allegedly. There's a lot of people ticked off at the management group. And Steve Ballmer, eventually, he's going to have to fire some of these guys, okay? And I know NBA players can get on podcasts and they can say some wild things. Lou Williams basically told us what was going on. He's like, yeah, Chris Paul knows what the hell he's doing. And he was trying to tell these guys, get it together. And they looked at him and said, man, you old. And then they got rid of him. Listen.
From what I've gathered, that brought an end to this abruptly was there was a few scenarios and, you know, which CP was holding people accountable from, you know, from players to staff, from coaching staff up to the front office. And, you know, from what I understand, there was a situation where he even addressed the team and apologized and said, look, my criticisms are coming from a good place. I want us to be a good team. I want us to get this thing right. And he was just holding guys accountable. Now, how you know, some of that talk was taken or interpreted, that's up for the players and the coaching staff that was involved and how they felt about it. And then down the line, there was another scenario where, you know, he was critical of front office as well. And I think that was the one that broke the camel's back. That was the straw that broke the camel's back when he had, you know, some criticisms for the front office as well. I think that's what brought this to a head in the early hours in Atlanta.
Man, if you're on your last leg and you're trashing the people that you got to work with and you're openly trashing the management, and we know you're not long to be there, they're going to get rid of you. Well, you know what? Maybe Chris Paul deserves better because he was not going to win no damn championship with the Clippers. Yeah, God bless him. He was able to stay home in Los Angeles. He has a better chance of winning the title elsewhere. And I don't know if the Oklahoma City Thunder will give him that chance. And I don't know if he wants to just sit on the back end of a bench. I don't know if he wants to go to the Knicks and just back up Brunson and at least give them somebody who can get up and down the court. But you know what? Chris Paul deserves better than the Los Angeles Clippers. We heard from their president, Lawrence Frank. He said, Clipper fans are not used to this. Yes, they are. Okay? The Clippers have been one of the biggest jokes in professional sports for decades. Okay? Not one decade, not two decades. We can go to three and four decades. The Clippers have been a joke. And maybe just Chris Paul can... he can find a better situation to end his career if he should choose. Either way, whenever he's done, he's going into the Hall of Fame. And the Clippers, welcome to the reality. Y'all got to start chopping this down. Oh, this is an ugly old tree in the backyard that just needs to get torn down. That's it. You got to start from scratch. Go build a new tree. Go plant one, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. At least Chris Paul. Shout outs to Guy Feloce. Shout outs to my man Roddy Wildman. At least Chris Paul has a nice piece of art to take with him back to Los Angeles. Okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to have a chat next hour. Law Murray is going to join us from The Athletic. He covers all things Clippers. We'll find out what's next for Chris Paul. What's next for the Los Angeles Clippers. Of course, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six most hated coaches ever. Thank you so much, Lane Kiffin, for the inspiration. Speaking of hated coaches, at this hour, we'll talk about Ben Roethlisberger, had some pointed comments from Mike Tomlin. He also wants him to maybe leave Pittsburgh. And speaking of leaving, I know a lot of people want Deshaun Watson to leave the NFL. But apparently Deshaun Watson is coming back. Huh? What? Huh? I'll explain on the other side of the break. We have so much to do. If you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, I'll give you an update on Deshaun Watson. Are we going to see this guy play again? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We know Chris Paul, he's gone from the Clippers. He'll be traded. He'll be released. And what his future is, we have no idea. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into some of the potential for both Chris Paul and the Clippers. We'll do that next hour when we're joined by Law Murray, who covers the Clippers for The Athletic. Also next hour, we'll talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo, because Chris Paul might be done with the Clippers. Are we finally getting closer to Giannis moving on from the Milwaukee Bucks? That may happen maybe around the same time that Chris Paul moves along. Giannis has been leaving some breadcrumbs about his future, and namely wiping his social media. So we'll get into that next hour. But I do want to get into this. As Chris Paul is leaving, we got another dude who might. Oh, I got it. Hey, Bacha. Hey, you know where I was going with this. It was an accident. OK, it was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Chris Paul is leaving. But Deshaun Watson has been activated by the Browns. He might be He might be playing football. Let's put it that way, okay? This man, if you don't know, is 30 years old. He was traded from the Texans to the Browns. The Browns are stupid. Not only did they trade him while he was under investigation for, I don't know, about two dozen sexual assault cases for being a pervert on a massage table, they decided, yeah, we don't care. And they brought him on, and then they took it a step further. They gave him a 5-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract. The guy's been hurt. Well, first of all, he was suspended his first 11 games, and he's just been hurt the whole damn time. His shoulder got busted up. Achilles got busted up. He tore his Achilles last year. He re-tore his Achilles in January. He has not played. He has not played. This guy's played, what, 13 games max? 13, 16 games maximum for the Browns? I mean, now they got Shedeur Sanders out there and Dylan Gabriel. We saw Flacco. They brought in Kenny Pickett. This has been a disaster. Bringing on Deshaun Watson has been one of the worst trades in sports history. It arguably, outside of, I don't know what, Babe Ruth being sold to the Yankees, it might be the worst trade in sports history, okay? Deshaun Watson is still owed money this year and next year. He has $46 million guaranteed for next year. And are the Browns just going to eat that money? Is somebody going to say, oh, my God, we'll trade for Deshaun Watson? That's a tough one. But today, he's been activated to start practicing. Okay, there is a 21-day practice window where they have an opportunity to put him on the active roster. And if they don't, then he's just done for the season. And we all know about Shedeur Sanders. Of course, the Browns want to know what they have in him. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel has been back from concussion protocol, but he's not playing. They want to see what they have in Shedeur at the time. And so Kevin Stefanski had to face the media. And, of course, they had questions. Are we going to see Deshaun Watson play football this year? How's he progressing? What is he doing? Listen.
We're going to activate Deshaun's practice window, so he'll be out there today, which is outstanding for Deshaun. He's been working so hard, rehabbing, so finally to get out there on the practice field with his teammates, go through individual, I think is really great for him. So excited for him. His focus, my focus, is obviously getting him back to playing football, practicing football, which he hasn't done in over a year. So it's a good next step for him. But our focus, obviously, continues to remain on the Tennessee Titans.
The desire of the organization to see him on the playing field, if possible.
Yeah, that really not my focus. Not his focus right this minute. His focus is putting a helmet on again for the first time, shoulder pads, throwing a football. That's where the focus is, Tony.
You're told when he might be ready to play?
Really not the focus for me, for him, for us. Our focus is activating this practice window, seeing him on the practice field. He's worked really, really hard. He's been so supportive in the meeting room, on the game field with the players. Now he gets to go do that on the practice field as well.
Damn it. Is there another way that you could ask him? Hey, can we see him play this season? Kevin Stefanski gave the same answer like five different times. Let me remind you. Sorry if you're a fan of the Browns. This team is 3-9. Okay? I got to be honest here. I don't know. We didn't see it happen with Kirk Cousins this season. Maybe there is a schmuck out there who says, you know what? We will acquire Deshaun Watson for 1 year. The problem is when he actually has played, he's looked horrific. I don't know. The Browns are probably stuck with him. They probably know it. So that the idea of somebody saying, oh, we'll trade for Deshaun Watson in the offseason or next season is probably moot. The Browns will probably hold on to this man. They will. They will. Maybe we see him get a start before the season's up. Maybe the Browns are like, oh, my God, if we – you know, just roll the dice and put Deshaun out there for one time. What's the worst that could happen? We're under contract to pay this guy for one more year. Maybe if he has a great game, there will be some dumbass GM who will say, you know what, we can rehabilitate Deshaun Watson on the football field. I don't know what a rehab he's doing for his personal life with all those massage table, instances. There's always a dummy out there. I got no problem if they want to play him. But I'll tell you this, man. I know the Browns already made a stupid decision in bringing him on. They can't make a dumb decision and think that he's the future. They can't be that dumb. Andrew Berry is not that stupid. If we see Deshaun Watson, it's in hopes that some other dumbass team will give him a chance and an opportunity to play. It will not be with the Browns. If it was earlier in the season, I'd say, what the hell are they doing? They're ridiculous. Browns don't want this man. They're ready to move on. And the minute that they can do so, they will. Or they're just going to have to eat this money with what has been one of the dumbest trades. No, I'll take that back. This is the dumbest trade in NFL history. And ain't no guarantee that he goes back out there on the court, so many hurt-ass NBA players, the field. There's no guarantee he's out there and he stays healthy. I'd say that's highly unlikely. You know what? There's another guy who might be coming back. He doesn't have the reputation, not at all. My apologies to Mike Evans for even having to mention him in the same segment. But Mike Evans, it looks like he might be on his way back from that busted up collarbone. I remember he was playing against the Lions. He got the living hell beat out of him. He got up woozy, was concussed, and then also had that broken collarbone that ultimately is going to eliminate Mike Evans from having another season where he's hauled in more than 1,000 yards. He's received and hauled in more than 1,000 yards in each of his first 11 seasons. Todd Bowles, Mr. Personality and Enthusiasm himself, he spoke today and he gave an update on Mike Evans.
Physically, he's fine. He's been running and everything. I can't tell you he's hit anybody, so we got to see him in a football atmosphere, running routes, pattern-wise, getting acclimated to that, so it'll be good to see tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's good that he might be on his way back. When he left the team, they had a 5-2 record. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently 7-5. And the injuries, whether it's him or Baker Mayfield or Godwin, it don't matter who it is. They just haven't looked the same. Even Bucky Irvin's been hurt. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers look great. Baker Mayfield looked great. Baker Mayfield looked like he was in the MVP conversation. And then just the wheels fell off. And so Mike Evans, he's on his way to the Hall of Fame. But just in four games this year, 140 yards receiving, one touchdown. Yeah, he ain't getting to 1,000 yards. You can throw that out the window. We know that Mike Evans is great. Awesome deep threat. Big-ass wide receiver out there. Todd Bowles, listen to the excitement in his voice about how Mike Evans could help out this team.
Well, it forced us to do other things and see how other things work. So if we can do that and acclimate Mike back into the things he does, it only helps us going forward.
Oh, it helps him going forward, but no, they're not there. They're not. I'm sorry. No, I'm not confident in the Buccaneers. Too many injuries too late in the season. I'm not with it at all. Baker Mayfield is. Listen to what he said.
Talked about it on a lot of extension, but I mean, Mike just attracts so much attention. Obviously, his playmaking ability is great to have. You know, obviously, I can trust him, know where he's going to be, but he just attracts so much attention. It really affects how a defense is going to play you, how a coordinator is going to call it. So, yeah, obviously, we'll see how they progress continually. But yeah, getting him and J-Mac, and, you know, for J-Mac, it's obviously been a long time coming, going back to training camp and in a preseason game. So he's worked his tail off to get to this point. So hopefully he keeps heading in the right direction, but it'll keep getting better for us, you know. But like I said last week, we have what we need to win right now.
Okay. Not no championship. Sorry. My apologies to the Buccaneers. Hey, my apologies to the Buccaneer fans. If you're a Buccaneers fan, are you excited about this? I know they've been dealing with the injuries, but I mean, I look at some of the other teams. I look at the Rams. I don't care who they lost to on Sunday. I still look at the Eagles, and I know about their current disaster situation and their offense. Who are they? Who they are not. I'm taking them over the Buccaneers. I feel like they've been kind of chopped in the throat so far this season. Sorry. Hey, good luck to Mike Evans, though. Come back, be healthy. Like watching Mike Evans. And Deshaun Watson, hope he doesn't come back, but I think he will. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, yeah, Mike Evans on his way back. Yeah, sure. Even Deshaun Watson, he's on his way back, at least to practicing. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about two Steeler legends. Yeah, two Pittsburgh Steeler legends. They want Mike Tomlin gone. They just keep piling on every day something new. We're going to hear what Ben Roethlisberger has to say about Mike Tomlin. We'll hear what James Harrison has to say about Mike Tomlin. And then I guess at the top of the hour, we'll talk about Giannis. Giannis may want to leave on his own. He doesn't need encouragement from a Bucks legend. I don't know. Maybe that would be Kareem at this point. Anyway, we'll get into that on the other side of the break. Everybody just beating up on Mike Tomlin like he's a pinata. 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we just talked about a couple of people that might be going, a couple of people that might be coming. Well, I got to tell you about a guy that it just seems like nobody wants him around right now. He's like that kid that used to be in school and class. This kid walked in the room, or this kid sat next to you, or the teacher put this kid next to you. He just went, oh, I don't want to sit here anymore. Hey, Bacha, you had a kid like that in school at some point?
Was I that kid? Potentially.
I didn't ask. What are you, guilty just by asking? I didn't ask if you were the kid. I said,
no, I'm looking back.
Were you the kid?
I was a nerd, to say the least.
Okay. So when you walked in, people moved away from you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
They didn't move away. It's just I was nerdy.
Oh, I don't know what
that means. They
would cheat off me. They would cheat off of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you get 100 in A's on every exam?
Most of the stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they got next to you. You're the opposite, man. I'm talking about that kid that in the class. You didn't know a kid in class, he stunk.
Oh, yeah, I know a couple. Having flashbacks.
And then, the people looked at that kid and was just like, oh, my God, you got soap and water at home? Like, what are we doing here? You can throw water on yourself in the school bathroom if necessary. Maybe you don't want to go into the school bathroom. But yeah, anyway, this is going left. Mike Tomlin, I'm not saying he's the kid that stinks in school, but he's being treated like it. The same people that he came up with, the same people that he had success and even maybe even won a championship, even the people that he was around are trying to get rid of him. It's not just the fans chanting for him to be fired, and it's not just the fans who are booing the Steelers. You got legends. It's like every other day, Ben Roethlisberger is on a podcast saying, oh, he has to go, and he needs to evaluate this. Well, yesterday he put out another podcast. We were live on the air, and Ben Roethlisberger dropped an addition, and he basically said that a mutual parting of ways would probably be the best thing for the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. He's like, it's time.
You don't fire a guy like Coach Tomlin. He's a Hall of Fame coach. He's respectful. What you do is you come to an understanding and agreement. And it's like, hey, listen, I think it's probably best for both of us. And you don't, because listen, we've had different, we've had the same head coach and Coach Tomlin. We've had different offensive coordinators, different defensive coordinators, but it's kind of been the same story. We've had a few offensive coordinators now, and the offense looks a lot the same. This looks a lot like Matt Canada's offense. I mean, in terms of just like, where's the splash?
Where's the splash? I mean, damn it, the guy's been there for going on 20 years now. And people tell you, oh, you won that Super Bowl with Bill Cowher's team, and Ben Roethlisberger was already there. And we've had this discussion when Ben Roethlisberger left, a Hall of Fame quarterback in his own right, future Hall of Fame quarterback. When your quarterback leaves, it's hard to replace him. You just don't go from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer. It doesn't work that way. Almost worked that way for the Colts, but and poor Andrew Luck, they beat the living hell out of that guy, and so he was going to the restroom and peeing blood. He said, I'm not doing this. I went to Stanford. I got an education. You ain't beating me to death. And then Ben Roethlisberger, I don't want to say he put added insult to injury. But he then said that if Mike Tomlin leaves, he has the ideal destination for him. And let's just say it's not the NFL.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? Dude. He'd probably go win national championships.
Because
he's a great recruiter.
You know what? Penn State is open. Just go to Happy Valley. Go a little further east and make it happen. I'm like, damn, we gotta do that to Mike Tomlin. Oh yeah, he'd automatically win championships because people are gonna show up and want to play for him. Okay, all right. Did we hear? I know Bill Belichick's in a different category, but didn't we hear something similar about Belichick? Were they just shoveling us a bunch of crap to make us think that things were gonna work out? I can't see Mike Tomlin saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to leave the NFL. Just going to go to college, especially with all the nonsense going on in college. I think Mike Tomlin is perfectly fine working with grown-ass men, some of them who are a pain in the ass, like Antonio Brown or, I don't know, maybe even a Plaxico Burress. These are all guys that he's had to work with over the years. Antonio Holmes, poor guy. And then it's not just Ben Roethlisberger who's piling on. We got James Harrison, who's continuing to say that, well, Mike Tomlin needs to go. Listen to James Harrison. It doesn't get any clearer than this. He said the Steelers need to change the head coach.
Something has to be done, bro. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from coaches. But I think it's time that history be made. Because right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
They're six and six. What am I missing here? I know the defense ain't whooping ass, and this is not the same team. Troy Polamalu's not jumping over people. James Harrison isn't scaring the lights out of people. I understand all of that. They're 6-6. Season not done. They're in a rebuild. What do you want? We had this chat with Will Graves yesterday, who covers the Steelers for the Associated Press. Everybody has a solution. Well, not even a solution. Everybody has a has an idea. Fire Mike Tomlin, and then what? Nobody has that answer. Then you become what, the Clippers of the NFL? We got dumbass teams out here. I told you about the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans woke up. They run by Amy Adams. And she said, I'm going to fire Mike Vrabel. Who, because they weren't performing up to task. Are you smart enough to see who's on the football field? Mike Vrabel can't coach, you know, the little Giants and turn them into Super Bowl contenders. He can't do that. Botch, you ever saw that movie, Little Giants?
I have. I've heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
Okay, all right. Bunch of little kids running around. A bunch of little kids can't be on a football field. Bill Belichick couldn't get anything out of them. Vince Lombardi, shout outs to Fordham University. Vince Lombardi couldn't get nothing out of them. You got a dumbass team firing a guy like Mike Vrabel. You can move on from Tomlin, but you're going to be on the ocean. And maybe it'll take you longer to get to your destination with the cruise ship. And maybe it'll take you longer to get there. But if you throw Mike Tomlin off of the boat right now at this point in time, instead of still getting to a destination and maybe picking up some help along the way, you're going to have nobody on the boat who may drive you in a different direction, because who the hell are you hiring in place of Mike Tomlin that's all of a sudden going to take you to a championship if you don't have no damn quarterback? Because everybody wants to complain. But nobody has a solution. You throw Mike Tomlin off the ship, there's a better chance that you're going to get steered into rocky waters. And yeah, you might ultimately get to the destination, but it may take even longer. It's not about today. It's not about making change for change's sake. You got to learn sometimes, folks. You got to learn. I understand if this hurts if you're a fan of the Steelers. You don't just fire Mike Tomlin at the end of the year unless you have some type of magic bullet and some coach who's going to change it. Who is that? Do you know? If you don't have no answer, you keep Mike Tomlin. As simple as that. We know Aaron Rodgers ain't around for the long haul. Let's see what Mike Tomlin can do if he gets his hand on another QB. And if it doesn't work there, then yeah, sure, get rid of him. I mean, the Patriots, look, they sucked when Tom Brady left. They got themselves a quarterback. They got themselves a good coach now, Mike Vrabel. Let's see how things turn around. Okay, right now, take it easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Here's a phone number if you want to call, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about a guy. Well, I think he's almost as good as gone. I've been saying this. Been saying this from last year. I'm saying this before then. Giannis Antetokounmpo. His days might be numbered with the Milwaukee Bucks. His exit might be coming sooner rather than later. He may jump off the ship and he's like, hey, I brought y'all a championship, so now I'm leaving. We'll talk about Giannis on the other side of the break. We'll be joined by Law Murray, who covers all things Clippers for the Atlantic, from the Athletic, to talk about Chris Paul moving on. We'll get into Drake May. Speaking of the Patriots, we got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.